Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Dzujinya Mehta with the evening news. First headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi declares 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN. President Draupadi Murmu highlights role of private healthcare in building a healthy India. Prime Minister Modi highlights cultural unity, indigenous initiatives and national heritage. Nagaland Home Department declares October 28, day of polling for Ward 11 Jipa under Fatero Town Council paid holiday. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN. Addressing the ASEAN-India Summit virtually, which is being held in Malaysia, Mr. Modi underlined that India and ASEAN together represent almost a quarter of the world's population. He further stated that India and ASEAN do not just share geography, but are also connected by the thread of deep historical ties and shared values.
21वीं सदी भारत और आसियान की सदी है मुझे विश्वास है कि आसियान कम्युनिटी विजन 2045 और विकसित भारत 2047 का लक्ष्य पूरी मानवता के लिए एक उज्जवल भविष्य का निर्माण करेगा आप सभी के साथ भारत कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर इस दिशा में काम करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है
Mr. Modi said even in this era of uncertainties, the India-ASEAN Comprehensive Strategic Partnership has witnessed sustained progress. He added that this strong partnership is emerging as a robust foundation for global stability and development. Prime Minister also emphasized that India has stood firmly with its ASEAN friends in every disaster. He stated that cooperation in HADR, maritime security, and the blue economy is growing rapidly. He declared 2026 as the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu today said good private sector healthcare institutions can make an invaluable contribution to achieving goal of healthy and developed India. Inaugurating Yashoda Medicity at Indirapuram in Ghaziabad, the president said health and medical infrastructure, institutions and services are being continuously expanded across the country as healthcare is an integral part of nation building. She emphasized that apart from the government, all other stakeholders will also play a crucial role in these efforts. She stressed on the responsibility of all stakeholders to expand healthcare services and ensure availability of quality services so that no citizen is deprived of effective healthcare. President Murmu also stressed that fulfilling social responsibility along with medical responsibility should be a priority for healthcare institutions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Mahaparva of Chhat is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister extended his wishes to everyone on the occasion of Chhat and in particular to the people of Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal. He emphasized that every section of society comes together at the Chhat Ghats, which is the most beautiful example of India's social unity.
छठ का महापर्व संस्कृति प्रकृति और समाज के बीच की गहरी एकता का प्रतिबिंब है छठ के घाटों पर समाज का हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है मैं छठी मैया को नमन करता हूँ सभी देशवासियों को विशेषकर बिहार झारखंड और पूर्वांचल के लोगों को छठ महापर्व की शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ
Mr. Modi highlighted that the entire country is immersed in the festive spirit and a confluence of devotion, affection and tradition is being witnessed. Mr. Modi noted that Operation Sindoor had filled every Indian with pride. He said that this time lamps of joy were lit even in those areas which were once affected by Maoist terror.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने हर भारतीय को गर्व से भर दिया है इस बार उन इलाकों में भी खुशियां के दीप जलाए गए जहां कभी माओवादी आतंक का अंधेरा छाया रहता था लोग उस माओवादी आतंक का जड़ से खात्मा चाहते हैं जिसने उनके बच्चों का भविष्य संकट में डाल दिया था
He stated that people want the complete eradication of the Maoist terror that had jeopardized the future of their children. He was pleased to note that there is enthusiasm among people regarding GST Bachat Utsav. He expressed happiness that the purchase of indigenous goods increased tremendously during the festive season.
जीएसटी बचत उत्सव को लेकर भी लोगों में बहुत उत्साह है। इस बार त्योहारों में एक और सुखद बात देखने को मिली, बाजारों में स्वदेशी सामानों की खरीदारी जबरदस्त तरीके से बढ़ी। मैंने अपने पत्र में खाने के तेल में 10% की कमी करने का भी आग्रह किया, इस पर भी लोगों ने बहुत सकारात्मक रुख दिखाया।
Mr. Modi said that in his letter, he had urged everyone to reduce by 10% the consumption of edible oil, and this, he said, got a positive response. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland Home Department has declared October 28, Tuesday, the day of polling for Ward 11 Jipa under Fitzero Town Council of PAG District as a paid holiday for all state and central government employees registered as electors in the electoral roll of the said ward. According to an official notification, the holiday is intended to enable registered voters to participate and exercise their franchise. The provision will also apply to employees enrolled as electors under Ward 11 but who are ordinarily residing or working in another ward area. Further, under the Negotiable Instruments Act, the polling day has been declared a paid holiday for employees of banks and financial institutions in Nagaland who are registered as electors in the ward. In addition, under Section 10 of the Nagaland Shops and Establishments Act 1982, all shops and commercial establishments within Fitzero Town Council owned, managed or run by persons registered as electors in the said ward shall remain closed during polling hours to facilitate voting. However, the notification clarified that the provisions will not apply to electors whose absence from duty may cause danger or substantial loss to their employment or workplace operations. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next gen GST reforms are boosting the economy of Uttar Pradesh.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Uttar Pradesh farmers, artisans, small businesses and local industries. The handicraft and toy manufacturing clusters of the state now see benefits as GST on toys and small craft items have been reduced from 12% to 5%, making these goods more affordable and competitive. Similarly, the leather industries of Kanpur and Agra also witnessed big gains as leather goods priced up to 2,500 rupees now attract just 5% GST. Furthermore, the reduction of GST on brassware from 12% to 5% has supported MSME profitability and stabilized artisan jobs. Also, Firozabad, the district which sustains over 1 lakh workers and artisans, also sees benefits as the GST on glassware and bangles has been placed at 5%. The next generation GST reforms have enhanced affordability, job creation and revitalized economy of Uttar Pradesh. With Rohan and Samarth, Akshit Vaidyan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Nagaland Wushu Association, NWA, in collaboration with the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, will host the first state-level sub-junior, junior and senior Wushu Sanda Championship on October 28 and 29 at the Pele Keje Indoor Stadium, Kohima. The inaugural program on October 28 at 10 a.m. will be graced by Kadecho Kamo, advisor for CAWD and Texas and president of the NWA as the special guest, while Pele Keje, president of the Nagaland Olympic Association and Nagaland Taekwondo Association, will be the guest of honor. The championship will feature athletes from across Nagaland competing in sub-junior, junior and senior categories in the Sanda discipline. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi declares 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN. President Draupadi Murmu highlights role of private healthcare in building a healthy India. Prime Minister Modi highlights cultural unity, indigenous initiatives and national heritage. Nagaland Home Department declares October 28 day of polling for Ward 11 Jipa under Fitzero Town Council paid holiday. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.